Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. They're electing a new interim prime minister in Pakistan's parliament today, all because the sitting prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, was ousted late last week. Sharif was forced to resign by the Supreme Court over finances that the court said he failed to disclose. Now, the resignation of a prime minister is not uncommon in Pakistan. In fact, it's the rule, not the exception. No prime minister in Pakistan has ever finished a full term. Nawaz Sharif has now been prime minister on three separate occasions and has resigned or been removed from office each time. Omar Warich is here on this latest resignation in Pakistan. He's a foreign correspondent. His writings have appeared in Time, The New Yorker, and The Atlantic. Omar, welcome.
Thank you, Todd.
Nawaz Sharif isn't accused of any crimes or abuse of power here. So how does the court justify disqualifying him?
Right. So there hasn't been a trial for conviction and he hasn't been prosecuted a conviction. What the court did was they said after, you might remember something called the Panama leaks, the Panama Papers.
Of course.
This is where documents from a law firm in Central America were leaked. And Nawaz Sharif was one of the most prominent people named in there. As a result of that, there was a huge uproar in Pakistan, and the Supreme Court took action and said to Nawaz Sharif, you have to demonstrate the source of your wealth. So they asked him to do that. An investigation took place, and the investigation concluded that he had not satisfactorily disclosed his wealth. He had an election form on which he said he owned certain properties, but hadn't included a source of income he got from Dubai. And as a result, the court decided that he wasn't morally upright, that he wasn't truthful and trustworthy. And using a morality clause, they disqualified him from office.
Well, if Nawaz Sharif isn't morally upright by these legal standards, Omar, he's been prime minister three times. That would suggest he could go for a fourth, I suppose. Does not being morally upright stick with you as a stigma, or is it a one-time thing for this stint as prime minister?
This is a very vague and overbroad clause in the Pakistani constitution. It was brought in by an Islamizing military ruler, General Zia-ul-Haq, during the 80s. And what he tried to say was that you have to be a pious Muslim to be able to hold public office. The exacting standards of the morality clause are such that if consistently applied, no one in the Pakistani parliament would pass. The parliament would be empty. So this is the first time the court has resorted to this measure. It could be used against anyone for any reason. It's that vague.
So how are voters reacting to all of this? Is this just humdrum, another prime minister resigns, you move on?
Well, in a way, they're used to it because, I mean, ever since Pakistan's first prime minister was assassinated in 1948, it's either been the assassin, the judge, or the general who's decided their fate and not the voter. So there are mixed feelings about this. On the one hand, there is a overwhelmingly young population which fears for its own prospects, which worries about the attitudes of its rulers, and they want to see the people they regard as inept, distant, and venal elites held accountable. At the same time, there are huge questions about what will it take for Pakistan to get stability. Next week, Pakistan will be celebrating the 70th year of its independence. That's a long time to be a country. And it's a very long time to not have a stable political system where voters can vote in someone and then vote them out again.
A populist Supreme Court in Pakistan brings down another prime minister. Foreign correspondent Omar Warich, thank you so much.
Thank you.